You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
And before we get off into that, let's just rehash just a little bit and remind ourselves about what our whole subject matter is. We're talking about the difference between epic and nominal. And epic means heroic. It means majestic, impressively great. The word nominal means existing in name only, right? Just, well, it's just, you know, whatever. It's very small. It's really not that big of a deal.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Well, hello, everybody. Blessings of peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will be happy in it because we get to actually choose that. Yeah, I like that. Hello, everybody. This is Troy Brewer, and I am coming to you today, not from the pulpit of Open Door Church, as I usually do, but it's Friday, and on Fridays, we always broadcast one of our podcasts, and all of our podcasts that we record here in the studios behind the stage at Open Door Church is, well, they're all available to you, absolutely free. All you have to do is go to troybrewer.com. And today, not only are we recording this for radio, but there are several looming cameras in the room in here with us, because we're also actually filming some behind-the-scenes material for troybrewer.tv, and I'll talk to you guys a little bit more about that here within the next few minutes. But my friends, I'm not in a studio all by myself. My very good friend and compatriot and co-worker and co-laborer in the body of Christ, Miss Tabitha Murphy, is with me today. Hello, Miss Tabitha.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you a little bit nervous, man?
Yes, I am.
Well, don't be. Look, it's just us. It's just us, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a good time, and you know how to do all this stuff that we're about to do anyway. So you actually, you came to work here for Open Door Church when?
April.
Really? Mm-hmm. You've just been here since April.
It
seems like to me you've been here longer than that.
That's
which is
because
good.
Because you love me so much.
I do love you. You know I do. All right, so what do you do for us? What do you do for Open Door Church?
I do the social media, and then I also help Hunter with the video editing, and now I'm doing some TroyBrewer.tv and Answer International stuff.
That's correct, and you're going to help me take this thing to a whole different level, aren't you?
And I'm the twos teacher, so bring your two-year-olds to me, because I
wow.
love two-year-olds.
Are you really the two teacher?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you know what? Whenever you first came on board here at Open Door Church, you had an understanding of what you thought Open Door Church is. Are we a lot more than what you thought we were? Are we doing a lot more than what you thought we were doing? How would you explain who we are and what we do? How would you do that?
Yes, I would explain y'all exactly as if you are crazy for Jesus and have a heart for Jesus and just for the people, like Jesus has a heart for humanity, then Open Door Church is your church, because that's what it is. You don't turn people away no matter what, because you just love them like Jesus loves them.
What are some things that have surprised you since, by the way, have you ever worked for a church before you came to work for us?
No.
So what's some things that have surprised you about me and about working here since you came on board here?
Honestly, that yeah. there's not judgment.
Yeah.
I was very nervous about coming to a church because I've never worked for a church before, and the lack of judgment has just been amazing. Like, you expect churches to judge people.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
I expect them to judge people too, which is why I'm such a non-churchy church guy.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. But I mean, it's not that we don't have standards, right? I mean,
no,
and by the way,
no.
And you guys have tough jobs, and I mean, there are big expectations on you guys as far as your jobs go. But how would you define the culture here? What's it like working here?
I had no idea it was going to be so much work. Honestly,
yeah.
I had no idea that
yes,
it was going
to be hard work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of people that are just pushing forward and pushing through, and it's amazing. I've never seen something work so well in a work environment. It doesn't even feel like work.
We legitimately love each other, don't we? I mean, we do. We all of us here, you know, we all go out of our way. We constantly tell each other we love each other. We all, you know, I use this statement all the time. Hey, man, we're taking on hell with a water pistol. And that's legit. I mean, we're all in so far over our heads. You know, we are way past our own ability. Yet we're seeing fruit and we're seeing victory in all of it. And you're a great big part of that.
Yeah, we're definitely
in our heads. Yeah, no, we are. We're definitely in over our heads. Okay, so you do all of our social media, and we have the Troy Brewer public page, and that's PS, that's at PS Troy Brewer. What's the kind of stuff that you put on there every day? What is that?
Just you like pictures of you with quotes, the things that you say in the service that I think that maybe that people weren't in service need to hear. We have some designated stuff, like the podcast goes up on Tuesday. On Tuesdays. We do a free preview weekend every Friday for anything, something that's on troybrewer.tv. So we have some designated stuff, but a lot of it is just like what God wants me to put on there is the only way I can
I mean, it's a ministry. It's a ministry because the whole thing is about being life-giving. The whole thing is about really just putting out there our best stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I want to just say this, you know, man, if you have not yet gone to my Facebook page, know that we actually have a team of people that's devoted to making that life-giving for you. So go to PS Troy Brewer at, well, that's actually at Facebook. So just at PS Troy Brewer. And then you also do the Open Door Church one, which is a big deal. And then we put all of our sermons on there. We put our announcements on there. And we do the same thing. I mean, we try really hard for that to be life-giving. And that's way different. The Open Door Church Facebook is way different than the Troy Brewer public page one. But then you're also responsible for Answer International social media.
Yes.
Okay. And so what's the kind of stuff that you try and put on Answer International?
Information. I think a lot of people just... living in America, you just don't understand some of the situations that those girls really are involved in and into. And so I try to put statistics and information and how they can help by adding links to answerinternational.org.
Well, Hunter just showed up in the door and he's telling us that we have 1 minute before our first 30-second break that's coming up. And whenever we come back, will you please... Well, how about me and you? Let's just unpack Answer International. Let's me and you unpack all the work that we're doing to save girls out of sexual trafficking and human trafficking all over the world. Let's talk about our first 174 girls that we've been able to rescue that we did since January, which is crazy. And then two more that we're about to. We actually have targeted two more girls, and they have no idea that we're talking about them. They don't even know that we exist and how that we are getting set up. And guys, look, we want to take you behind the scenes on talking to you about the mechanics of how we are saving all of these girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And today, guys, we are recording a podcast that you can find online for free at troybrewer.com. And whenever we come back, we're going to be going to behind the scenes of the mechanics of how we save girls all over the world. I'll be right back with you in 31 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Well, welcome back, everybody. See, that was painless. It was 30 seconds of coolness. And you're back with me here in the studios at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And for those of you guys who are like, what? Where is this church at? And what is this ministry all about? Well, you can find out more information about our church by going to opendoorexperience.com. As I'm in the studios here with my good friend, Miss Tabitha Murphy, and you are beginning now to help me save girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. And you know my passion for that.
Yes.
It's real. It's legit, isn't it?
That's what brought me here.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, your passion for the orphans and for the sexual slavery and everything like that. It's like I've been to a lot of churches trying to figure out if I liked church.
You can talk just a little bit louder.
Okay. Go ahead. I've been to a lot of churches trying to figure out if I'd like church. But whenever I saw you and how passionate you were about like just the people, I was like, man, that's what church is about. It's about giving to the homeless and to the food outreach or just everything. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, this is not a job for us, man. This is not a job for us. This is a life we live. And, the bigger our ministry gets, the more of this life that we're able to live and the more of this life that we're able to give away. We want to give away Jesus to as many people as we possibly can. We're crazy about it. Okay, so you have some specific questions that you are about to fall back and fire away on. So
yes.
What are you asking me? What's going on?
Okay, so right now your teaching series is on alignment. And
yes.
I know that your big prophetic phrase that you had for the beginning of the year in your New Beginning conference was alignment for assignment.
That's correct.
And so I just wanted to ask you to maybe explain a little bit about what your kingdom assignments are.
Okay, so I'm a redemption fanatic, so I'm all about redemption. I love where there is shame to bring in honor, where there's bondage to bring in freedom. It's a huge part of who I am to slap the face of the devil with the goodness of God. I'm a goodness of God freak. I love demonstrating the goodness of God, of showing the goodness of God, of proving that God is good over and over and over again. It's a huge assignment that I have. I actually wrote a book called Good Overcomes Evil. Have you ever read that book?
Yeah.
Have you really? Have you read it?
I've read a lot of your books.
Yeah. So and just the stories that's in it, just about, hey, this is how I saw the goodness of God. This is how we demonstrate the goodness of God. So the Bible says that it is the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. So that brings me to the other part of a big part of my calling is as we demonstrate the goodness of God and as we show the goodness of God, to bring people into a place where they are in right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the control of the church that brings men to repentance. It's not the preaching of the preacher that even brings men to repentance. It's the goodness of God that brings men to repentance. And so when you get up and preach, you're testifying of the goodness of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. The goodness of God made manifest is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, why do you say that I'm good? There's only one that's good. Right on? Mm-hmm. And that's some good stuff. I love that. So that's a big part of my calling is to actually see people set free in every way that a person can set free. And that manifests in different ways. It manifests in me preaching the gospel to people, bringing the good news to the poor, right? And that's not just poor people, but it's people who can't get enough Jesus. Right on? That's also a definition of poor. And then it is also, too, us reaching out and helping poor people. I love to feed people. We love to clothe people. And we love to take people, again, who have been shamed and have been dishonored and been in despicable circumstances and bring them into very, very honorable places. So that manifests as orphanages throughout the world through sparkworldwide.org, right? Through Spark Worldwide, an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. And it also manifests with us actually saving girls out of sexual trafficking, taking them literally out of prostitution, in some cases actually buying them and setting them free, paying their bondage note, and then literally bringing them in among us and taking care of them. So it manifests in all kinds of different ways.
So how did you get into the rescuing girls business?
Well, I got into the rescuing girls business because we got into the orphanage business first and we got into the food business first. And by the way, we're not actually in the food business or the orphanage business or the rescuing girls business. We're in the Jesus business. And business is good. We're just in the, hey, we want to show people Jesus. And I have had the privilege of taking the gospel to 50 nations, exactly 50 nations. And I want to add a lot more to that, But in stomping around in trash dumps all over the world and feeding people in trash dumps and being in slums all over the world, because I'm a middle-aged white guy, people have assumed that I'm a sexual tourist. A guy who leaves one country that goes to another country just for sexual pleasure and to exploit vulnerable women and actually children. There are so many middle-aged white guys that are addicted to pornography, going all over the world, molesting children and getting away with it, that people just assumed that I was there after kids. And so people started bringing me these girls. I would be in a trash dump. And the first time it ever happened was in Costa Rica. And there were two little Nicaraguan girls. They were Nicaraguan refugee girls that this woman brought to me and said, she literally said, you can buy them and you can make a movie. That was what she said. And I looked at those two, and they were starving. They were starving to death. And I took them, we put them in an orphanage, and I just knew, if God's going to start bringing me these kinds of people, I need to start being aware of it, and I need to start being prepared for it. So we did this randomly for literally for more than 20 years, but just this last year, we started doing this strategically.
So tell me about the strategic things that you do, like in India and in Nepal. And
So where do we do stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, so we already, because we already have we have two orphanages in Uganda, East Africa, we have two in India, and we also have a girls' home in the nation of Nepal in Kathmandu, Nepal. We also have one in the Amazon jungle in Leticia, Colombia, and then we have a couple that's in Mexico. Well, because we already have boots on the ground, and because we're actually working there, and because we actually have a home for people to go to, it just made sense for us to start actually looking at where are the vulnerable people who are vulnerable to this? Where are the prostitution communities at? How can we go in there? And how can we literally redeem people? Tabitha, I only have about 10 seconds left before we go into the second break here. And whenever we get back, let's me and you start actually going through the mechanics of how that works from nation to nation and how we are saving girls and how people can be a part of that. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. Well, okay, my friends, I'm back here in the studios at Open Door Church behind the stage. Amen. Behind our great big stage. And I love all of our media. I've got an 80-foot screen in there, and I go in there and watch movies all the time. I do. We're back here behind the stage. I love this. My friends, I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm in here with my good friend and a fellow coworker, and her name is Tabitha Murphy. So you were asking me, where all do we do a work? So we're actually doing a work in Nepal, in Uganda, in India, in Leticia, Colombia. And by the way, Leticia, half of Leticia, Colombia is in Colombia and the other half is in Brazil. And then across the river is Peru. So there's actually three different nations that we're doing a work there. And then, of course, we're doing a huge ongoing work in the nation of Mexico. But strategically, last year in, in January of 2016, we launched Troy Brewer Ministries. We just launched that in January of 2016, and we also launched Answer International, and we launched TroyBrewer.com, we launched TroyBrewer.tv. We did all that in 2016, and so basically there are three different situations that we're dealing with whenever we save girls. One, like in the one in Nepal is completely different than how we save girls in the nation of India. We have boots on the ground. We have an amazing team. We have an amazing house in Kathmandu that raises teenage girls. And what they do is they actually work with the government of Nepal, because the government, there are some amazing godly people working in the government of Kathmandu, Nepal, where they know where these girls are. They know what the situation is. They know how horrible it is, and they can go and they can rescue these girls, and in many cases, they can actually arrest the people that are enslaving them, but they don't have any place to put these girls. They can't just let them back go on the street again, and so they're actually rescuing girls for us, and then they're actually bringing us these girls, and then we are committing to take care of them for as long as it takes. For maybe a 16-year-old girl, maybe that might be, you know, only 10 years. You're like, really? You would take care of her until she's 26? Of course. And if we need to take care of her longer than that, we will. Because once these girls cycle out of the home, they have to go to college. And we become their family. Once we rescue these girls, we become their family. But we had, last year, we rescued two little girls that were 11 years old, you know, just in full-blown, horrible sexual circumstances as 11-year-old little girls. And we were able to rescue them, and there was a whole bunch of other girls. Several 15-year-olds, several 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, and they're all in a home now. We're helping them. We're loving them. But we are responsible for taking care of them for forever, and we're okay with that.
Yes.
Okay? And then in Nepal, then in the nation of India, it's different. We actually do a medical outreach into the prostitution community. And there are four doctors that go into a prostitution community that we pay for, and they're gynecologists, and they set up shop for all of these women. And these women, man, they have extreme physical malfunctions. I mean, just extreme. And then they treat them. These girls have never been able to see a doctor in their life. And then they tell them, let me tell you what, there's a church right over there who's actually funding this. And if you go to that church on Saturdays, they will give you a big bag of rice and beans and actually, you know, give you enough food to get you through the rest of the week, because all these girls are all starving. All of them are. And they go, wow. So then they come to our church. And this is in Visakhapatnam, India. Visakhapatnam, right on. And they come to our church. We build relationships with them. We hand them out food. We talk to them. We find out what their circumstances are. And 9 times out of 10, there's an actual contract on their life. They are literally owned human beings. There is a, they physically are owned because either their family borrowed money or they borrowed money. And the going rate in India that everybody knows, you can borrow $3,000 from somebody. Now, if you don't pay it, you're going to be in bad trouble. And all these girls got into bad trouble. Many of these girls are there because their husbands got sick and they didn't have medicine. And so they went and borrowed $3,000 to pay for their husband's chemo. And then their husbands died. And then they weren't able to pay their bill. And so these monsters come and get them and literally force them to become prostitutes. So we literally pay their bond. They are literal bond servants. We pay them. In most cases, that's a $3,000 bill is what that is. And then once we buy them and we actually redeem them, then we bring them into a home, and then we take care of them, and then we send them to school, and then we give them a trade, and then we send them off. And that is a very long process. And nearly all of these girls, they nearly all have kids. All of them do. So we have to take care of their kids. We have to put their kids in school. And there's just a lot, there's a lot of logistics involved with all of that.
Okay. So, what are your goals and your hopes for the future with the money that you raised through Answer International and TBTV?
Okay, so let me just talk just a little bit about the difference between Answer International and TBTV. So if you're somebody that is listening right now, if you're listening, you're like, oh my gosh, I can literally buy a human being for $3,000. The answer to that is yes, you can. And we know where those girls are. We know where they are. And we've got a bunch of girls right now that are waiting in line that we know how much they owe. And some of them owe more than $3,000. Some of them, like the last girl that we bought that we had to actually pay her bond was $5,000. She was $5,000. And because their village sold her. So she's been a prostitute since she was a little girl. And I'm just going to just tell you this, guys. She's 17 years old and she has 5 children. So she's literally been pregnant ever since she could be pregnant. She's been, you know, she had a child at 12, a child at 13, a child at 14, a child at 15, a child at 16, and she's 17 years old right now. So whenever we got her, not only did we had to pay $5,000 to get her, but then we had to house her, then we had to send her to school, we had to send her older kids to school, and she has to be taken care of. That was about $10,000 is about what that was going to cost. And that's been the most expensive one that we've had so far. So if you're listening to this and if you're like, are you telling me that I can free somebody? You're telling me that. I'm telling you, yes. Yes, you absolutely can. And it's actually being done right now. And you can actually partner with us in helping us do that. If you are somebody who can give $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, we know how to liberate somebody with that. And we're actually doing that. But also, if you're somebody that like, well, I can't do that, but I could give a one-time gift of something smaller than that, fine, then help us because the ongoing cost of this, Tabitha, is huge. I mean, it's tremendous. And then we also have a way where you can support us on a monthly basis. And if you were to support us for, say, $30 a month, you could sign up at troybrewer.com and you could support us for $30 a month. And if you want to, you can plug into troybrewer.tv, which is all of my conferences. It's my school of ministry, my school of prophecy, my exclusive content. We're actually filming this right now, and this will be part of the exclusive content that's going to be on troybrewer.tv. And you'll have access to all of my teaching, plus that $30 a month goes towards helping us sustain these girls that we've already rescued. It helps us feed them. It helps us love them. It helps us house them. And it's incredible. So, and if you don't want to do that, you're like, no, I don't need to mess with that. In fact, my company don't want to hear anything about any ministry. Well, then Answer International is for you. Just simply go to Answer International. Is it .com or
.org?
.org. And so answerinternational.org, and that's a place where you can just give and you can partner with us. It has a very secular feel to it, so you can present it to your company, you can present it to your employees and say, hey, this is a cause that we need to get behind. There's none of my teaching on there. There's none of that. It's just a way to help us save girls out of sexual trafficking. Did I answer those questions pretty good?
Of course. The more people that get involved, the more girls that we can rescue.
Yeah. So we've actually, since January 1st of last year, we have rescued 174 girls. 174 girls. And we know who number 175 and we know who numbers 176 are right now. They're actually in the nation of Belize, and I want to tell you about that. Well, here's our music. Our music is starting up. Boom. All right. So, Tabitha, we only have 2 minutes left, and we're talking about how we're freeing girls in the nation of Nepal. We're talking about how we're freeing girls in the nation of India. And now, I just got back from Belize, and we actually got invited by the government of Belize, knowing our reputation and how well we do things. They're like, can you please come and help us with this? There are two teenage girls that we are about to free and rescue and house, and we're in the process of setting all that up. And if you're somebody that has a burden for this, you can literally get on the ground floor level of helping us set up a tremendous ministry in the nation of Belize to stop sexual trafficking in Central America and let these little girls be little girls. Let these little girls be little girls. A teenage girl should not be a sexual slave to somebody else. It's demonic, it's horrible, and I'm passionate about stopping it. Hey man, you can help me. You can help me do that several different ways. One is you can partner with me on a monthly basis or on a one-time gift through answerinternational.org. Again, answerinternational.org, or you can go to troybrewer.com and you can support that through troybrewer.com. You can also go to troybrewer.tv and sign up to partner with us on a monthly basis and then get all of the videos on demand for free. And we add another 10 or 15 videos every single month. And guys, we're going to continue to do that for the rest of our lives. If you would like to call us, you can call area code 817-295-7671. Again, area code 817-295-7671. Or you can simply go to troybrewer.com. Tabitha, it's been so great having you with me today. You've done a great job.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. Well, guys, I've got about 7 seconds left to tell you that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody. You know what, guys? Our church is growing, and I'm so excited about that. I'm just excited about this radical group of beautifully flawed people that are part of this tribe that we call Open Door Church. Now, my friends, beginning now on the 20th of this month, we're going to move on Sunday to go to 3 services. That's right, guys. We're moving from 2 services to 3 services so that we can accommodate you and your beautiful family. Come out and join us beginning on Sunday, the 20th of this month at Open Door Church. Join us at either 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. That's right, 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. So our church is growing, and you know what, guys? We have a seat prepared for you at 9 o'clock, 10:30, or 12 o'clock high noon. For more information, you can call our offices at 817-295-7671, or you can go to opendoorexperience.com.